You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 32, The Abbey Road Medley by the Beatles, Part 1. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this special two-part episode, we're taking a look at the medley of songs that makes up a majority of the second side of the Beatles' landmark album, Abbey Road. In some places, it's referred to as the Abbey Road Medley, and it's comprised of 8 songs that run just a little bit over 16 minutes. We'll take a look at the differing styles of the individual songs in just a moment, but first, a little bit of background on the Beatles during that tumultuous time in their career. In late 1968 and early 1969, the Beatles were on the cusp of breakup. Many of the songs they recorded featured sections that the band members had recorded individually and edited together. They had finished the recording of what would be their last released album, Let It Be, when Paul McCartney approached producer George Martin and suggested the band record an album like they used to. The recording and production of Let It Be had been slathered in fanfare, both with Phil Spector's polished production and a documentary that was being filmed during the development of the album, both of which delayed Let It Be's release until May 1970. In April 1969, the Beatles began work on what would be the last album they recorded together, Abbey Road. The album features what some critics claim to be the best songwriting work by George Harrison and Ringo Starr. Harrison contributed 2 pieces to the album, Something and Here Comes the Sun, while Starr wrote Octopus's Garden. But it's the majority of the second side of the album, or tracks 9 through 16 in this digital age, that demonstrated the diversity and influence of the band during that phase. It's a collection of unfinished bits and pieces of writing that never became fully complete songs, and it begins with You Never Give Me Your Money.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
This first piece, written by Paul McCartney, expressed the frustration that the Beatles were having with Apple Records at the time. They would receive reports that told them how much they were worth, but not the actual money. These reports led to the term funny paper that you hear in the song.
And in the middle of investigation, I break down.
You Never Give Me Your Money is actually 4 bits of songs merged into one. This second piece, reminiscent of Lady Madonna, demonstrates some incredible guitar work that sounds almost like bells ringing.
But oh, that magic feeling, nowhere to go.
Aside from overdubs, the 2 sections of the medley were actually recorded straight through, a fact that made Harrison feel that things were more positive than they had been in a while, with the 4 of them playing together as musicians again. The Sun King, the first of 3 consecutive tracks written by John Lennon, features 3-part harmony by John, Paul, and George, which was overdubbed to sound like an even larger chorus, a technique that was used in a larger way in Because, another song from the album. Sun King was originally titled Los Paranoias, after a nickname they used to call themselves, and the second verse of the song features some Spanish words strung together, but without any real meaning. When translated, the Spanish reads as follows. When for much my love of happy heart would paparazzi my love green for warm sun, he'll as much that small carousel.
Chica Ferri para sol.
shapes in the dark, trying to save paper.
This section was written by Lennon while the group was in India at the Maharishi Meditation Camp. The verse, "His Sister Pam," was originally "His Sister Shirley," but Lennon changed it to make the transition to the next song, "Polythene Pam," a little more fluid. Polythene Pam is based on Stephanie, the girlfriend of the poet Royston Ellis, whom Lennon had met early on in the Beatles' career. The song is structured as a limerick and embellishes upon a somewhat racy true story about the three of them, some polyethylene bags, and some kinky shenanigans. This song was written by Paul McCartney and reportedly tells the true story of a fan who broke into his apartment by climbing in through the bathroom window. In an unusual bit of reversal, McCartney plays lead guitar on this track while Harrison plays bass. Be sure to tune in next week for part two of the Abbey Road Medley on Lyrics Undercover. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.